Okay, our friends. So today we will be reading a story for you about pets, because we have done many stories about cats and dogs and floofies and woofies and all kinds of animals, birds, you name it. But you know what we haven't done recently is other kinds of pets. So today's story is called Miss Turi's Magic Creatures. It was written by Joy Keller. The illustrations are by Richard Watson. Go grab your copy, snuggle up, open up the book, get ready, and let's explore what it would be like to have a pet that was different, shall we? Okay, so today's story is read by Mommy and Meow. A cat. A wonderful looking cat. I wonder if there's something magical about him, maybe. Huh, let's see. When we open the book, the very first thing we see is Miss Turi, and she says to us, "You there, peeking in my window, don't be shy. Please come explore. Meet Miss Turi's magical creature pets you've never seen before. Some have feathers, some have fur, some have skin that's scaly, too. My motto is my guarantee. I have the pet that's right for you." And we see the little boy that she's talking to.
"I don't think you'd have what I..."
he starts to say, but she says,
"Of course I have your pet in stock. I've given you my guarantee. I always find the perfect match. Watch your step and follow me."
And we can see into her home, and there's quite a bit going on here. Oh my goodness. So she turns to the boy and she says,
"Are you here because you're lonely? Buy yourself a unicorn. Every kid will run to see a pony with a rainbow horn. Dress her up and braid her mane. Flaunt your fashion-forward filly. Won't you take this beauty home?"
And the boy looks at the rainbow unicorn and says,
"I want a pet that's fun, not frilly."
Oh, so that's a no thank you. He didn't want that. So let's see what he does want.
"Clearly you're a kid with taste. Unicorns or so last year. I believe there's something newer waiting for you over here. See this tiny baby dragon? She's the very first to hatch. If you're looking for a playmate, she would be your perfect match. Watch her fly and climb and wrestle. How she loves to exercise. Would you like to pick her up?"
And, ooh, she is flying all through this dungeon, blowing fire. The little boy looks at her and says,
"I don't think that's very wise."
He might be onto something there.
"I'll admit, she's hard to tame. Petting her could be a struggle. Maybe what you really need is something sweet that you can snuggle. Don't be frightened when you see this hydra that has seven heads. He's really quite affectionate, with seven times the love to spread. He'll hug, 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 hug. He'll squeeze you tight with all he's got. Will he go home with you today? It looks to me like maybe not."
And in the pictures, we can see the hydra. It's a water monster. It's coming out of the water. It's got one tooth. It's got seven heads. And yeah, each one of those heads has, it looks like, razor sharp teeth. And it sees the boy and it winds itself around him. He does not look happy with this hydra squeezing him. Moving on. So across from the hydra, there's another water animal. And she says,
"Part of him is fancy fish and part of him is gallant steed. So saddle up this hippocamp."
And the boy looks at the hippocamp and says, "I'd get too seasick at that speed." Oh, I see the problem. Yeah, it's a horse mermaid thing. I've never even heard of a hippocamp. I guess we better look that up. It didn't work, so he's saying no. And we are moving on.
"Then settle down and watch a show. Behold the phoenix taking flight. She'll wow you with amazing stunts. Oh, I should have mentioned she ignites."
I do not know how he likes this. I do not believe the boy likes the phoenix because she has lit him on fire and his popcorn and the curtains and the chair that he was sitting on and everything. So I feel like Miss Turi is not doing so well at finding his perfect pet.
"But wait, don't go. There's more to see. I always back my guarantee,"
she says. But the boy does not look happy. In fact, he's kind of giving her the angry eyes.
"A Pegasus that you can ride," she shows him.
And he looks up at this giant flying horse and says, "That flight would leave me terrified."
"A puppy that knows lots of tricks," she says, and shows him another room. And
this one has one of those dogs. It's a giant dog called Cerberus, and he's got three heads, and he is very scary. And the boy looks at this giant three-headed dog and says,
"I couldn't throw that many sticks."
I don't blame him.
"These griffins make a charming pair."
"One pet is all that I can bear,"
he says. And the griffins are, they don't look friendly either. They've got kind of an angry looking beak, and angry looking eyes. I don't think I'd want two of them.
"This helpful kraken likes to clean."
And in the next picture we see she does have a kraken in a bathtub. And a kraken is out like an octopus type sea monster. It's got lots and lots of legs and big and scary. And the boy looks at it and says, "I'd rather take a bath unseen." Can you imagine taking a bath with a big giant sea monster? I don't think that would be fun. Although in the picture, it does look like the sea monster is trying to help. It's got bubbles and scrubbers and soap. So, you know, maybe it could scrub your back for you. Maybe?
"Nessie's good at hide and seek. Sasquatch hikes the tallest peaks."
Oh boy, the boy does not look pleased by either of these options. So Nessie is a reference to the sea monster at Loch Ness in Scotland. It's a creature that lives in the water there. At least that's what people think and have thought for a long time, a couple hundred years, I guess. He doesn't want that. And then Sasquatch is another way of saying Bigfoot, and you can find him in the Pacific Northwest, in the mountains, or at least that's what people say. Kind of like the Yeti is found in the Himalayas, right? And the Abominable Snowman up in the northern islands next to the North Pole. There's a lot of monsters here that she's referring to, but none of them are interesting to the little boy.
"Golems can be tons of fun,"
she says. And a golem is a stone or a mud creature, a dirt creature. Nope, the boy does not like that.
"Chimeras are three pets in one,"
she says. And it's true. They are goat, lion, and snake, all mixed together and mashed into one. This is all mythology, of course. He didn't like any of those.
"Or maybe, oh, what's the use? I'm out of pets to introduce."
"Hey, you have one after all,"
says the boy, who is very excited because he sees the pet that he wanted.
"It seems that you're referring to that creature sleeping on the chair Please forget you ever saw it. Promise me you'll leave it there.
And in the picture, we can kind of see that it does look like there's an animal there. It's dark and furry and has kind of a longish looking tail, but we only see part of it. Miss Turry says,
it won't fetch or give you hugs or greet you at your welcome mat. Its claws and fangs are dagger sharp. Don't pick it up. Don't touch that.
Oh, it's a cat. And he says,
I love it.
As I was saying, precious kitty, gorgeous fur, listen to that soothing purr. And she's on sale, half off today. You'll be sorry, you won't be sorry buying her. Just one thing that I should mention. One last thing we should review. Oh, never mind, I've done my job. I found the pet that's right for you.
And the boy is taking the cat, and he's taking the toys that go with the cat and possibly some food. He's got a bag full of stuff, and away he goes. What he does not know is that this particular cat seems to have, like, some sort of telekinesis, rainbowish telekinesis, because out of the cat comes rainbows that lift everything into the air. And we can see what it's doing to everything on the street behind it with its magical rainbow powers. And friends, wow. Cats, I guess, have always been thought of as being a magical thing, so this is not a surprise to us. If you are interested in knowing more about some of these creatures, the unicorn, the dragon, the hydra, the hippocamp, the phoenix, the pegasus, the cerberus, the griffin, or the kraken, then this is the book for you, because they give you descriptions of what these creatures were and are. And it even explains to you where they, what sort of creatures, like what they do. So my friends, be sure to check out this book. And you can learn more about these famous, mysterious, magical creatures. And that, my very good friends, is... Meow. Why am I floating? What is happening right now? Oh my goodness, my cat is a magical cat. He can make people float. That explains why you're here today, huh? Meow. Yeah. Good luck. Wish me luck, friends.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.